Hello, everyone, and welcome again to another exciting broadcast of Deep Calls Unto Deep. I am your host, Jeremy Lopez, and I want to talk to you actually just for a couple of minutes today. I'm not going to make the broadcast very long because there's just some things that have been going over in my spirit that God wanted me to present to each one of you. And we have so many thousands upon thousands of listeners, and I'm so excited. Thank you again, folks, for supporting our ministry, writing in for prophetic words, giving donations, you know, getting my courses, my books, my teachings, my MP3s, and all the other things that can empower you. And so I so appreciate each and every one of you guys really just taking the time to support us and financially. It really means the world to us. It really does. And the thing that God put in my spirit today for this broadcast is this, that it is time that we begin to re-examine our lives, and begin to really see where it is we are headed in life, where it is we know we're going in life, and what is it we want to accomplish and achieve. And one of the main things I teach people is this, is, you know, we all know we can sit here and say, what is my goal? What is my accomplishment? Well, my accomplishment is to please God. My accomplishment is to tell people about Jesus. Well, here's the idea to that. That's wonderful and great, but that's not a vision. And some of you might say, oh, wait a minute, Brother Jeremy, don't say that. No, it's not a vision, because that's one thing we all want to do. Here's the problem with many of us is we don't have the unique avenue, because here's the idea. We're all wonderfully and fearfully created. We all know that, are we not? We're all made in the image and likeness of God. Well, if God Himself is the I Am, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the Savior, the Lamb, the Lion, the Justifier, Redeemer, Fuller Soap, one scripture talks about. I mean, He's the first, the last, you know. Then we have to understand that even though He's the same God, there are facets of God that He can reveal Himself to people in different manners. When He comes to me, for example, today, if I, according to maybe what I need for my day to, or my week or my season of my life, He might present Himself as the Lion of the tribe of Judah to sort of charge me up, give me my authority and my boldness, and charge on into something maybe I need to accomplish or defeat or move into with a creative force. Or maybe to someone else, He might come to them in a Lamb way, or maybe, let's say, for example, in a Fuller Soap way. You might say, what is Fuller Soap? It's a cleansing mentality of God cleansing us through a season to where we're purified in the sense of taking our mind towards not jumbled or cluttered anymore by our worth, by our worth or our work or what people have told us we are, negatively, or things that we've just been so jammed in our minds on that we can't sort of kick it into the next gear of our lives because we've got so much, you know, stuff going on that's bringing confusion and frustration. And so God will take us to a cleansing season because He's the Fuller Soap to cleanse us to where we can start afresh and anew, correct? And so if God does all these different things in different ways, some of you are on the Omega, you know, stage of your life. It doesn't mean you're about to die. It just means you're at the finishing stage of one part to where God can refresh you and bring you a new state, a new race to run. That's the Omega part of God and Alpha and everything else. And so through all of that, we have to remember that there is a uniqueness about you and me and all the other listeners out there. And that is the idea that we're all wonderfully and fearfully created, but we're all unique. Everybody has a different thumbprint. We all know that. Everybody's created differently. Some people's builds are a lot bigger or heftier, pardon my expression, but you know, some people are a lot thinner. Some people are bald, and some people have different colors hair, different color skin. Some people's, you know, lips or noses or ears may be bigger, or some people's feet are bigger. So we can go on and on, but we get the idea, do we not? We're all different. And I think when you begin to understand how different you are in a positive way, not some negative way, but in a positive way, that I'm made different for a reason. I'm proud to know I am who I am. Now, for example, for me, I'm losing a little hair on my head. I'm losing a lot of hair on my head, actually. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay because it's who I am. It's okay because this formulates the uniqueness of the genetic code that God placed in my mother before I ever, you know, came into the earth, to where it will create the uniqueness that no one else can ever be created like me. That there could never be a clone to myself. And the reason why you need to understand that today is because of the unique value and worth that God has placed upon you for many, many reasons. And the reason why you feel and you know that value and that worth is in you because you're so differently created and made in His image and likeness is because of the fact you've got to understand today that there is a unique call upon your life that goes beyond just leading people to Jesus or just serving God or, you know, or loving on Jesus. That's great and wonderful. But the thing with that is, how are you going to do that? It's not, are you going to be able to just carbon copy your pastor, carbon copy everybody else that says this is how you do it? Or Or do you want to be creative? Do you want to be successful in the sense of how can you fabricate or formulate, I should say, a new way of doing your ministry, a new way of doing your business, a new way of being an entrepreneur, a new way of working as a manager, a new way of being able to be a plumber, a new way to be able to be a landscaper, a new way to be a hairdresser, whatever and wherever you stand in your life, what is the unique creative way that you're doing that? Because here's the idea. If you do it like everybody else doing it does it, guess what? You're not creative at all. You're just like everyone else. And the idea to that is, as Christians, should not we be creative? Shouldn't we be powerful? Shouldn't we be so beyond? You know, the Bible talks about how we're 10 times wiser than the children of this world. Well, here's the idea, folks. We can quote that all day long, but are you really 10 times wiser? Are you really the one that is the creative original copy that everybody wants to be like, so to say? Are you the one that's so unique that people are like, man, I don't know half the time if they're coming or going because they're always creating new apps for iPhones, or they're always creating, you know, a new business idea. They're always investing in stock markets that I didn't even think about. They're always, you know, building or flipping homes, so to say, that I never thought people could do it to that degree or that level of what they're doing it. Or maybe they're realtors, or maybe they are, you know, whatever. The bottom line is, are you doing it the way that you should be doing it? You know, maybe you build framework for homes, for example. Let's say if you're a contractor and you want to be able to build a home for someone or maybe you're going to build homes. You've been hired to build homes for subdivision. Where's your creative level? Are you going to build them like everybody else's homes? Are you going to build like one or two or three homes that are each one of them are going to be mapped out exactly like the other one? Or are you going to be able to say, you know what, if I am creative in God, then I better start acting like it? You know, the idea is, folks, you know, to take the world's music, or I even hate to use that terminology, like secular versus sacred. There's a lot of songs that don't talk about Jesus that are fun, you know, cool songs. You know, doesn't mean they're all evil or bad. But here's what the church does, is we take all these songs that people consider secular, we put some Christian lingo to it and terminology, and we turn it into a worship song, and we praise how we're so creative and so whatever. No, you're not. You're not creative. You are probably the last on the bottom of the totem pole in your creative levels. In fact, you're taking everybody else and you're just changing some words around to match their creativity, because you can't be creative yourself. And the idea of that is, that's not who we are. The idea is, what we have been created to be and to do is beyond anything that we ourselves can even ask or think, because God in us does that through us. And so if everything in life you ever need you possess already, because God has already given you all things that pertain to the kingdom of God, the godliness of God, and this life as a whole, then that means, folks, where is your creative level? Let us see you begin to put on paper, plus the tablets of your own heart, the ideas, the creative things that God has told you to do and be, to where you can look and say, you know, someone can look at you and say, my goodness, I've never seen that done before. That is absurd. I've never heard that even presented that way before. I've never, me and you, seen a home built that like that. I've never seen someone, you know, if you're a plumber, here's the idea. You know, do you just create, you know, do you just fix plumbing as a Christian? Or do you feel as if, you know what, if you're creative enough and you're wiser, and here's the idea, folks, 10 times, we're not talking about you're a little bit smarter than Donald Trump, or you're a little bit smarter than Bill Gates. I mean, no, we're talking 10 times wiser. And to this very day, I'm going to be honest with you, to this very day, can you honestly tell me that you know someone that's a Christian that is 10 times, not one, not two, but 10 times wiser than Bill Gates? Because if you can, if they're 10 times wiser, then the entire earth would know who they are. And guess what? You don't know anybody that's 10 times wiser than Bill Gates and their technological advanced to that level, are you? You know, no, we don't, do we? You know, how many of us really have seen that? Because if that was the case, the entire earth would say, wow, have you heard of so-and-so? But guess what? Everybody in the world has heard of Bill Gates. Are you with me? Pretty much everybody in the earth has heard of all these different creative people. How many know that the whole world knows who Walt Disney is because of what Walt Disney created out of the ability of his own imagination? So, folks, here's the idea. If you call yourself this amazing Christian, here's what I would say. Drop all your lingo. Drop all your, I'm the first, I'm the last, you know, I'm 10 times wiser, you know, or let me put it this way. Here's what I hear most people. I'm blessed going in, blessed going out. You know, I'm the head and not the tail, and I'm above and not beneath. Here's the idea. idea to that. I agree with you, because we are. But here's the idea. If you're going to quote it, then be it. If you're going to quote it, live it. If you're going to do that, let me see your creative level. Let me see what you can create. Because somebody needs to create some new apps, folks, for some iPhones. Hello. Somebody needs to create a new iPhone. Somebody needs to create a new mobile technology that is so advanced that people would just flip out about. Somebody needs to create a new way of living. And here's the idea. That is us. The idea is, hey, what if it's us? What if it was us doing this? And so don't just be a carbon copy, folks. Be an original. Find something creative about your writings. Find something creative about you writing your books. Write on subjects that have never been written on before. Let me give you some great ideas when I talk about this. You know, that most people who have the ability, and many of you right now in our listening audience, man, you have it in you to write books. You have such a creative level of fiction and nonfiction. You can write romance novels, folks. Don't be so religious that you can't write romance novels. Come on now. You know, the world wants to know about love, then give it to them. Give it to them in a fun fantasy way that is so clean but creative, that takes their minds and their imaginations of, wow, this is true, awesome, godly romance in your books. Or maybe those who decide to write on something about a new level of grace that you've never heard of, that is so new in the earth, they've never even tapped into that level of hearing grace in that magnitude. Or how many of you have ever written on how to do, you know, how to create an app for, you know, these iPhones or whatever, and yet you're able to say things that, you know what, bypass the natural rules of how to do it. Doesn't mean you're doing anything legal. It just means you're telling people killer ideas of how to be able to create their own businesses through their own apps and through their own, you know, this and that. That's what I'm talking about, folks. And that's what God says that we are. And so here's the idea is, let's do it. Let's do it. Can we do this? Yes, we can. Can we be able to be creative? Yes, we can. And until we stop, until we learn to start being what Jesus was and quit our shaking and quaking and Holy Ghost, you know, vibing all the time, whatever you want to call it in church. Because honestly, that's fine if you do that, because, you know, the Holy Spirit moves upon people in different ways. Praise God for that. But here's the idea. It doesn't benefit you one bit. It doesn't cause you to be creative. It doesn't put more money in your pocket. Does it make you any holier? Does it make you, you know, go to heaven quicker? It doesn't cause you to be creative on your job. Nothing. The idea of what a Christian should do and be is to get before the Lord and say, here's the idea, God, is you have given me ideas in my spirit. Now I want to carry those ideas out. And watch God open up the floodgates of promotion. Watch God open up the floodgates of favor for you to get where you need to get. And you know what? You might have to move, folks. Here's the idea. Here's the situation. You might have to move to California, you know, to be put in the right place at the right time to make it happen. You might have to move to New York because you've got a creative business structure that would just rock the world and be able to house so many different employees of people who want to work for a Christian owner of a mega corporation. You might have to move to Chicago. You might have to move out of the country you live in, you know, to move to a different country. Or you might have to move out of the country suburbs and move into the city. You might have to move wherever it takes you need to do and be, because it's time for you to realize destiny is calling out to you. And every day of our lives is living out destiny. But we have not been at a place where we truly, truly are living destiny and living it to the way and to the fullness that God wants us to. It's time, folks. And here's the idea today is, get your ideas, get your creative ideas, and be creative and make something of yourself. Do something that nobody else has ever done before. One day you'll look back and say, praise God, I was able to do it. I did it. I actually lived out the Christ in me, the walk of the Christ in me. Because the idea is just to go to bed and just to be able to find yourself saying, you know what, you know, here I am, and I'm just sort of, I live my life and spoke to, you know, to some people about Jesus and worked my 9-to-5 job. Let me ask you a question, honestly. Is that the way you want to live your life? Do you want to go to the grave doing that? Where's your explosive creativity? Where's the imagination and God in that? Where is the you that you've lost serving someone else on a job? Where is the you that you've lost just being a carbon copy of how people tell you to do it, to your little Romans road to salvation with everybody else? Or do you want to live your life by going against the grain trying to be who you call, you're called to be, and do it the best you've ever done it. Do it at the best that you know how, and watch people say, my goodness, how did you do that? And here's what you tell them. I learned to be me. I learned to be the me that God created me to be. And I woke up one day and realized I am wonderfully and fearfully created, that I have the image and likeness of God in me, that the same God who spoke creation into the universe can be able to do that. That's the idea I want you to do today. So take that with you today as we finish the broadcast, and go and do that. Let me throw it to you, an idea real quick, and that is this. Be able to go to our website, identitynetwork.net. When you go there, click on School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination. It's a course. School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination. When you do, I want you to purchase that today. Get it as a digital download or hard copies. Either one you want to do it, because I will teach you and train you how to start thinking like God, how to start thinking with your imagination. I'll teach you how thoughts become things. I'll teach you the power of seeing the vision for your own destiny, because you deserve it, folks. Or give us a call at the office to order it, 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. And order the School of Thought, Visualization, and Imagination. You'll be glad you did. Well, until our next broadcast, folks, have an amazing day. We'll talk to you soon.